On Tuesday, January 23rd, Trump imposed tariffs on solar components. As usual, most of the news media was distracted by the latest bright, shiny object. This time, the end of the government shutdown and the question of who won or lost. Fortunately, the New York Times decided on January 24th to explore the impact of the solar component tariff on the U.S. solar industry. The headline says it all. Steep tariffs threaten growth of solar industry. Now, at first blush, that headline should be counterintuitive. Isn't the whole point of tariffs to protect American industry from foreign competition, to promote growth of the domestic producers by shutting out cheaper foreign competitors? Shouldn't these tariffs increase the growth of the solar industry? Certainly, Trump wants you to believe this. However, in fact, what this tariff does is to make the installation of solar panels more expensive. Rather than protecting the American solar industry from foreign competition, the increased tariffs damage the industry. Here's how it works. The cost of the imported solar panels will go up. Most experts believe that there will be very few new jobs created in American companies competing with the imports. Because even with the tariff, the foreign companies will continue to undersell American producers. Anyway, most of the jobs in the solar industry are not in the production of panels. According to the Times article, of the 260,000 jobs in the solar industry, only 2,000 are in panel manufacture. The rest are employed in the construction and maintenance of the solar arrays. In the manufacturing sector, many more workers are employed building the steel racks that the solar panels sit on than in fabricating the panels themselves. When the cost of solar panels goes up, it will be more expensive to utilize solar energy to generate electricity or heat water, making it more likely that other sources, particularly fracked natural gas, will be utilized instead. The day that Trump announced the tariff, the Solar Industry Trade Association stated that the rising cost of solar panels will cause the loss of 23,000 jobs in the solar industry and lead to the delay or cancellation of billions of dollars of planned construction projects. This is great for the fossil fuel industries. It is not, however, great for employees in companies constructing and installing photovoltaic arrays to generate electricity. It is definitely not good for the future of the planet. Instead of remaining neutral in the battle for market share between solar energy and the cheapest of fossil fuels, remember, only cheap because the costs of pollution and global warming are borne by the rest of us and our grandchildren. Instead of remaining neutral, the Trump administration has put its thumb on the scale in favor of fossil fuels. And why not? Trump and the Republicans get tons of money from fossil fuel producers. Now, Trump will claim he's protecting American jobs and dismiss the New York Times analysis as fake news if he and his administration even acknowledge that the story exists. The media, meanwhile, continues to focus on the government shutdown, Trump's recent antics in Switzerland, or his alleged success at the State of the Union. However, when it comes to the long-term damage to our society and the world, the extra burden imposed on the solar energy industry with the recent tariff is of much more significance. The lives of our descendants depend on how quickly we make the transition to solar and other sustainable forms of generating energy. Trump's tariff harms solar, making it more likely that we will continue to burn the planet at an unacceptable rate by consuming fossil fuels.